there are only four of us on the call now, but two of us need to leave in half an hour, so I guess we better start. I am taking the chair. It's Peter here. So let's get started. Till you're there, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. So since both you and Mike Dean are only available for the first half an hour, I would love to go through two major things. One is to coordinate how OntoHub effort could sort of fuel the Ontology Summit in terms of having a software environment to help ontology, to support ontology evaluation. This falls into track D in the summit. Now, I pasted a link. I should paste the other link, which is the Ontology Summit link. So I just pasted the Ontology Summit link to the chat, and somewhere down there were under purple number 3IZ as in zebra L, then there's a track, four tracks. And the fourth track is called Software Environments for Evaluating Ontology. Joanne, Luciano, and myself are co-championing that track. What we want to do is to use the 3 months prior to the symposium. The symposium is the face-to-face, which is now slated for May 2nd and 3rd, to try to use the 3 months before that to pull together the communities that will support the soft prototyping and software development and the studies of what is out there, and hopefully build up an effort so that we could support some kind of a hackathon towards the later part of the summit. And particularly doing something serious during the 2-day symposium and do a demo and report out during those 2 days. Mike Dean and Ram Sriram will be symposium co-chair, and I look forward to both Ken and Till to be sort of major forces supporting the prototyping and hackathon type efforts. So we've got good people here to discuss this topic. Obviously, we are not coming up with solution, but I hope we can at least do some coordination here. That's the first topic. The other topic before you guys leave would be we needed to discuss what time can we reschedule this Tuesday call. I hear from Michael Gruninger that this time turns out to be in conflict with his teaching schedule this term. So at least for the next few months, we might have to do something. He was fairly vague, and he only came back and say the only working time is later on Tuesday, but he didn't say how late. So that's another topic we need to discuss. And Ken already said he can't be too late, so we might need to come up with some alternatives that are viable for the group here, and then finalize over email. So those are the two things we need to discuss. Someone just joined us.
It's Yuri Miller.
Oh, Yuri, how are you?
I'm not that glad to hear from you. Just
Yes. Haven't heard from you for a while. Welcome.
Yes, I want to say that hello. I'm here sometimes. It just wasn't easy.
I don't know if you joined us early enough to hear about this software prototyping and implementation.
No, I wasn't. I had no chance to follow what you did.
Okay, just called in. So we, as you know, the Ontology Summit is coming up, and this year this topic is on ontology evaluation.
Yeah, I teach it now. I'm trying to get refresh my mind.
Right, just listening while you're reading through, Till and Mike Dean and Ken probably is quite aware of the summit. So maybe I'll go around Mike first, since you're a symposium chair. How do you see things moving from here?
So that's a question for Mike.
No, for Mike, yeah, Mike Dean.
I guess I'm not quite sure. I mean, I think you're talking, I think, primarily about the hackathon type things.
That's one thing, and OOR as the platform for ontology evaluation was on our agenda. I mean, from previous OOR meetings,
right.
With or without the hackathon. We still want to leverage this summit to put OOR out there and make it sort of the go-to platform for ontology evaluation.
Lost my minute. I tried to connect. Sorry, guys. Somehow through the other way. I'll read and come back maybe later.
Yuri, are you speaking to us or are you speaking to someone else?
Yes, I just want to say that my connection will be lost in seconds, so I just maybe will not answer sometime.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Not to worry. So back to Mike.
Yeah, so I don't know if I have a lot of thoughts on that. I mean, one thing I was kind of wondering about for the hackathon is that I assume, given that people are volunteering their time, essentially, that they, would basically use kind of whatever platform they prefer. Certainly we could, emphasize, that OOR or other tools and things like that are available for that. I mean, the other thing, possibility would be kind of have a more prescribed hackathon, but I think making sure that people can kind of do something that's relevant to the symposium, but also perhaps relevant to the visual work environment is probably a good thing as well.
Let me ask, do you see the hackathon as a sort of an event over the 2 days, or do you see the hackathon as something that stretches out over the 3 or 4 months?
I'd like to see it be something that stretches out over at least the last month. And I think basically we'll want to have some presentation of the results.
Right, on the last 2 days, rather than really writing code over those last 2 days.
Otherwise, those people are just completely distracted and not really participating in the summit, the symposium itself. So.
I totally agree. So before I moved on to the next person, I also want to point out, besides OOR as the platform, OOR, including OntoHub and the sort of BioPortal-based / extended OOR platform, I would also venture to explore whether Purple Semantic Media Wiki would be a platform, especially for extrinsic and social, more social type evaluation.
Right.
It's like fitness of purpose and things like that. And and I know Harold Sobrick has done quite a lot of work using the Semantic Media Wiki as the bioinformatics quote-unquote ontology. There's this mostly vocabulary curation.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to engage him on that as well. So at these three platforms we're now talking about, BioPortal/BioPortal Extended, OntoHub, and then Purple Semantic Media Wiki. So I wouldn't limit just to OOR for
right.
now.
Right.
So maybe Till, your view?
Yeah, I also would welcome an extended period, say 1 month or even 3 months. And I'm not sure what the general idea of this hackathon is. So concerning OntoHub, we have a prototype and we have a group of programmers working on it. And of course, any support or maybe on a simpler level, just trying this out and using OntoHub for actually evaluating ontologies, which is actually the purpose of the summit, would be welcome. I'm not sure whether we can provide an easy kind of way of joining the programming team. I think that would be nice to have that, but I still need to discuss this among the OntoHub group, whether we can foster this somehow. I don't have any experiences with such hackathons, so I don't know what one can expect there. But of course, one important thing would be that people just try out OntoHub, and we try to make it feature complete before this period starts. And then we get feedback and try to react quickly on the feedback so that we have kind of evaluation, feedback, improvement cycle, which is quite short at this period.
Sounds great. Mike, would you care to sort of define hackathon for us?
Well, one of the things I'm hoping to do is some of the early sessions to get some feedback on these things. I mean, I think in general of it is kind of, you know, a time when different developers get together and work on projects in a, you know, in a common area, for example. I guess I haven't actually participated in one directly. I mean, the vocamps are kind of similar, but they're focused really on developing ontologies rather than code. Is that helpful?
Yeah, so I actually know hackathons at, say, at Linuxtag.
Hmm.
There is a space where the hackers meet for, say, one day, and then they say, okay, we want to improve this feature in that software, and then they jointly do the coding there.
Okay.
Oh, no, we don't have such a face-to-face meeting because, as you rightly said, that the face-to-face sessions should be kept for presentations and discussions. Not for hacking, and so it's virtual. That it's of course also possible, but then the question is who's actually being present there.
Yeah, and also I mean I'm wondering how much, you know, collaboration there'll be between different groups, or whether it's really more like kind of a semantic web challenge thing where different groups you know, do something in the prescribed area, but which might be just as broad as just an ontology evaluation, and then kind of present the work that they've done for the symposium.
Yeah, I would hope it's some sort of coordinated effort. It's probably much less a collaborative coding effort, but some sort of coordinated effort would be great.
Right, and conceivably if, you know, the people that were working on something wanted to get together too, they might, you know, come a day early or something like that and just, you know, meet in one of the hotel rooms or something like that.
So do you think that any people from the BioPortal developers or the Semantic Media Wiki developers would join in and we could have some collaboration there?
That would depend on how we engage those people. I mean, besides the few that we're talking to now, like Ken and Till And now Yuri is joining us on this call. We'll find out from him. There are other people that I'm hoping to engage. Harold Solbrick, as I mentioned. Joanne Luciano is one of my co-champion for track, and she is from RPI. And RPI have done quite a lot of these things, I mean, including like semantic web challenge type things. So I would definitely want to see if RPI can come up with some people. I want to engage Stanford. Hopefully, I still would need to talk to Mark about this. I mean, if someone like Tanya Todoroki could join us either virtually or maybe on the last 2 days, hopefully virtually, because I agree with both Mike and Till, trying to do it on the last 2 days is probably out of the question. If trying to create a distributed virtual environment for some coordinated effort, it probably sounds right.
It's your email. May I say a few words?
Oh, please.
Last days I tried to involve in this, not exactly in this project, but in the Semantic Web Challenge, the business community trying to be financed by Skolkovo community in Moscow. They have money, but they probably don't know the opportunities which opened in new like movement. And also the big data, open data, I try to provide the message from the top level of administrators in United States, particularly that we have the new natural resources, and I don't see any tool except of web, semantic web, which could manage this stuff. So my idea to involve, first of all, insurance company, which could get lots of benefits to manage the lots of new data online. And if we engage these guys and they provide the financing, maybe it will be easy way to move the research and development platform, so on. Because now I see the same 4 or 5 people who just devote them to this, no movement real in the money in the markets.
Okay, then Yuri, just a quick interruption. You are talking about a much larger problem, like how to move the entire maybe OOR effort forward. We are more focused, at least in this discussion within the next few minutes now, more focused on the thing between OOR and Oncology Summit. And
oh, you mean just
on,
with the Oncology Summit,
very
right.
Very narrow subject on putting ontology evaluation onto the OOR platform. So
sorry, guys,
let you read the other stuff for now and sort of move over to Ken to see his view on the discussion.
Understand. Sorry, guys, I took a few minutes.
Take your time to read over. I mean, since we have been discussing this quite a few times before, so I mean, it's understandable.
Yeah, sorry.
Ken.
I guess I don't have a lot to add to what's been said. My concern in the OR has been mainly the architecture and the API. So it would be great if some kind of really coherent API or evaluation would come out of this. So that would be my main thought.
Yeah, I think Till has indicated his intention to follow your architecture, right, Till? Although that is probably not quite yet.
Yeah, that's true. So So you're speaking of this architecture number 3, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, this has been the motivation for OntoHub, and we are actually going further. We are now just writing a grant application, a German one, where we actually take this architecture diagram and basically display it there and say we want to implement it in the following way. So I will send around this grant application later on to get feedback from you. But that's basically the long run. So this realizing this architecture is a big task because you have these 10 different services which are decoupled and so on. So currently we try to have more monolithic implementation onto Hub, which then will be transformed in this architecture. And OntoHub has the advantage that it's quickly available. There's a prototype already there. And we have already some kind of decoupled parts there. So the architecture has been considered, but not in full glory, say. And with OntoHub, so what I could imagine, so I like this idea of a kind of semantic web-like challenge. And the challenge here would be actually provide tools for evaluating ontologies, maybe also provide workflows or APIs for evaluating ontologies. And we would be willing to extend OntoHub in a way that you have some menu, say, evaluate your ontology, and then you have certain sub-items there and so on. And I'm not sure. So either we could just provide that, or we could formulate a challenge, and then all the three software platforms mentioned here, Semantic Media, WebKey, BioPortal, and OntoHub would implement this, but this depends on what the others are willing to invest there.
So I think we have generally. Okay, go ahead.
No. I have. Sorry. I will mute my mic.
Okay. So I think we're in general agreement. We obviously need a little bit more time to discuss this. So, and since we're just launching the summit this Thursday, there's no real hurry to come up with the answer. So I suggest maybe in the next Tuesday's OR meeting, we go to the next level of detail. So it's everybody in agreement, with this a couple of you need to leave in the next 5 minutes. So let's assume we will end this meeting in 5 minutes and then pick it up next Tuesday. Okay with everyone?
Yes, but then we need to discuss about the time.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So in the next 4 minutes, we'll try to come up with the time.
So for me, Tuesday is a bit difficult. So I would be available at 10 p.m. CET, which would mean to shift the meeting 5.5 hours later. For you American guys, would make it more like a noon or afternoon time.
As I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you heard that, Michael Gruninger came back and said this is in conflict with his teaching schedule, but he can do it later on Tuesday. So this might work out, but then Ken says he cannot do it very late. So let's start from what you proposed. You said 10 p.m. I'm sorry to to do this to you, but 10 p.m. CET, what does that translate to? Let me see.
Yeah, that's 1 p.m. PST, I think.
1 p.m. PST. Let me see. 10 p.m., 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. Eastern. So over to Mike and Ken. And maybe you read.
Yeah, I'm afraid that conflicts with my schedule.
I'm available, but basically afternoon on Tuesdays. Eastern time.
So candidate one is 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST. Okay, with Till, Mike, Peter, Ken has conflict. What other alternative? And if it's not on Tuesday, then I suspect Michael will come back and say he's not available, which would be bad. So 10 is the earliest you could do. Let's go to Ken. Ken, when does it start to conflict?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. So 3 p.m. start time or 3 p.m. end time of the meeting?
Well, I have a conflict starting at 3 p.m. So if you started
the earliest
at 2 p.m.
we could do 2 p.m. We could run the 2 p.m. meeting, which is like 8 p.m. for Till. Does that work for you, Till?
No, I have a meeting starting at 8 p.m. and running until 10 p.m.
Uh-huh.
What about later, say 11 p.m., although it's really late for me, but...
it is. Hate to do this to you.
Yeah, it's even... I'm busy from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Okay, so that's out. So Tuesday is practically out. The only other thing I can think of actually would be Fridays. Because Fridays we have carved out the time for the organizing committee, for the Ontology Summit organizing committee. But soon enough, I mean, of course, the first couple of weeks we'll have to meet on a weekly basis, but soon enough, I think the organizing committee can go alternate weeks. So maybe the OR effort can take the other alternate weeks on the Friday slot, which would be a Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern to 8 a.m. Eastern on Fridays. Let me see, 8 a.m. Eastern would be 11 for Ken and Mike and 5 p.m. for Till. Does Friday 5 p.m. work for you?
Yes.
Starting to be promising. Mike and Ken?
What was the time again?
Fridays, 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Eastern? That's fine.
Okay, Mike? I guess for Mike and Michael Gruninger, these are generally okay time because, I mean, that's slotted out for the Ontology Summit Organizing Committee to start with. Mike, are you still there? Mike, you may be muted. Oh, Mike has dropped. Okay, I guess then I will run this by everyone over email, and then we'll try to conclude there. Does this work for you, Yuri?
Yes, for me, Friday 11, it's okay. Just I don't see really how could I help, so that's why I keep silent a little bit. But I would like to help anyway. And if just about the time, so Friday 11 at 8 a.m., it's okay for me. Hello?
Yes, yes. Okay.
By the way, just a technical question. How can we enter through the Skype? Because I tried to enter in a few times and the power they asking to type something and not working. But anyway.
What do you mean how? But you are already on, so.
Yes, I'm on.
Oh, you're
I'm
on because you're calling
the phone.
Okay.
Yes. But I can't enter through the Skype because I get connected with the conference call.
Yes.
And I can't provide the numbers like ID.
Okay. Let me let Phil go. Oh, Phil already left and Mike already left. So when you call in Skype, just paste join conference the words in.
Yes, I did the call to join conference.
Yeah.
And they ask me.
Welcome to the conference.
And try.
Enter the conference ID followed by the pound key.
And the follow up. I can enter conference ID.
Whatever
right. I type it. The guy.
Yeah, read the details.
Yeah.
Under dial in. I mean, if you can't find the dial pad, then it tells you about the dial pad.
Yes.
Did you read?
It's not working for me. Okay, it's a technical, guys. I'm so sorry. I wasn't here the long time, and maybe just take
your
time.
The Windows, on the Windows version, this dial pad is under the core drop-down menu, and on the Linux version, it is crazy. It's available on 2.x and then 4.1. If you are running like 4.0, it's not available. So there are some details. So read that section there.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
All right. I can see that Joanne has joined us. We are just about to close the meeting.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No problem. But we have decided that we're just starting the conversation and we will carry this on in the next meeting. But our next meeting time is slightly problematic. We still haven't found a time that would work for Michael Gruninger, whose new teaching schedule conflicts with this, and then and for Till Mosakowski and Ken. So our next best alternative is to do it almost at the same time as the Ontology Summit Organizing Committee. Except that when the organizing committee probably isn't going to need to meet every week. So if the organizing committee meets alternate weeks, then OR probably would try to use the other alternate weeks to meet and discuss these OR as the ontology evaluation platform issue.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just noticed the invitation that went out for the Ontology Summit.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, it looks like it has 5 bullet points, but it only talks about Track B, Track A, the summit overview, I guess, across the life cycle. And it doesn't talk about, I guess, it doesn't look like it talks about C or D.
Where are you reading?
Well, I'm reading
Are you reading on the message I sent out or the wiki page?
The message you sent out.
The message I sent out.
Yeah, at 10:10.
Okay.
About the launch event. It may be not appropriate for this call. I just thought I just was mentioning it.
Okay, let's finish this call, and then maybe we we will I can continue the conversation.
Sure.
Right. So last words. Anyone else on this topic? I hope, I mean, since the organizing committee is still meeting next week, so I hope maybe next week we might still have another meeting. Even if Michael couldn't join us, maybe next Tuesday we might still meet. But I will sort of send that out on the email and find out. Okay? So that's it for this call.